This week's dry bean scene is made possible by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, BASF, Johnstown Bean Company, and SRS Commodities. Joining us this week is Stony Ridge Foods agronomist Bob Sowers. And Bob, what does that dry bean crop look like in the Benson, Minnesota area?
Black bean acres are doing well. We're, all our acres, we're looking at probably average yields, but still have fields that go over 3,000 pounds net. 88% of our crop is in good to excellent condition. Overall, faring pretty well.
And so what stage of development are a majority of the bean crop in? And has there been any problems with disease or pests or that sort of thing this year?
We have about 40% of our black beans right now are entering stage R7, which is fully developed seeds in oldest pods, progressing nicely with some desiccation, probably starting on the earliest ones the weekend before Labor Day. And as far as crop problems, white mold didn't show up till later. We have since got some pretty heavy canopy on some fields due to some significant rains late July. And I am going to see a little bit more late season white mold than I'd like to see. Leaf-feeding caterpillars and leafhoppers were insect problems this year that many people sprayed for also.
How far off are we guessing for harvest, with some of the earliest planted beans?
I am anticipating right now a small percentage of our beans coming in the week following Labor Day, with really mid-September to the 21st is the first real big week of harvest for us.
Catch up on the most recent updates by visiting rrfn.com and just search for the dry bean scene. This program made possible by BASF, the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, SRS Commodities, and Johnstown Bean Company.